Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music. My. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Woo, it's Friday. The weekend is here, and it is time to get going. And so I just want to say hello to all my friends around the world. Much love. God bless you. And thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. I'm excited because this is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, and we're just going to have a great time, and I pray that you do too. I hope all is well wherever you may be on the globe. And if not, you know, hopefully this music could make you feel better. You know, guys, we love this Solar. We love the sound of Los Angeles records. And so here we are with the beat, and the beat goes on. I so happen to be the beat up, and the beat goes on. So I'm excited to be able to give you those grooves. So excited to be able to enjoy this music with you. And I'm so grateful that you guys enjoy the music as well. So anyway, we're going to just have a good time. We're going to go down memory lane with Solar, you know, all the way up until, you know, like the last stuff that just came out by Dynasty. So, and then also the stuff that came out by The Whispers, the newest stuff that came out by The Whispers, the new stuff that came out by the original Lakeside. And so you guys just kick back, relax, and enjoy and have a good time with us. And feel free, if you have any questions in regards to Solar, you know, I'll do my best to answer your questions the best way I can. You can just come through Messenger and leave me a message, and I'll read your message and answer your question. Or you can just email us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. And or if you're in the United States, or if you're overseas, I just don't want you to have to spend a lot of money to ask the questions. You can call in at 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. That's a New York number. So if you guys want to call in, you know, hey, that's cool. We can chop it up on the air together. Look forward to hearing from you. All right. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I want to have a good time. We had a great week. Great interviews and stuff. If you've never tuned into Solar Records Radio before, you got to hang out with us because we love to interview artists, you know, our old school artists, our new school artists, our jazz artists, our indie artists, you know. And then on Saturdays, we really mix it up with dance and all different types of thoughts and ideas. We like to make sure that we pay attention to the needs of the world, of the people. And so, you know, we make sure we lift up the, like breast cancer. We're always, you know, trying to make sure we talk about things that matter here at Solar Records Radio. We talk about Alzheimer's disease, dementia. And we support those things. And if you guys want to be a part and help us, you know, feel free to, you know, you guys can be a blessing to us. You can go to solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. I'm sorry, that's my email. Go to solarrecordsradio.com, and you can go to the link there if you want to. You can go to PayPal, or you can do the Cash App, depending on, you know, how you want to do it. PayPal, you can use any credit card that you want to donate to Solar Records so that we can help be a blessing to the world because of who you are. So thank you so much, and we appreciate you guys very, very much. And also, you'll see, you know, we have a store on there as well, a lot of things on that website that you can check out. And we are in the process of building a new website, so get ready. But you know, we're doing the best we can. All right. So much love to everybody. What's up, Greg? How you doing? Oh, man. And I think Tiffany, I talked to Tiffany, and she went to see Shalimar. And so she's supposed to be calling us to talk about that. So we'll wait to hear from Tiffany. And that's awesome. Greg was hanging out with them on their tour as well. And he had a wonderful time hanging out with Jeffrey Daniels and Howard and Carolyn. So feel free to call in, guys, and let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. It is time. It is time. All right. So much love. And we are going to go down memory lane together here on Solar. We love you and appreciate you very, very, very much. Thank you. We're going to let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Just rest a real fine, baby.
Just fine.
And I'm hooked, baby.
Yeah. Remember, it's not what you got, it's how you use it. And that was the first song that I had the opportunity to record with Carrie Lucas, and what a blessing it was. It's not what you got, but it's how you use it. And, you know, a lot of times people do take advantage of what they have and they use it for the wrong reasons. So that was a blessing just to be a part of that song, because it's like, come on, man, you know, just because, you know, you the boss don't mean you have to just be overwhelming and controlling and, you know, and taking advantage of people that are underneath you. We have to learn how to use our power as a blessing for God's people, and not, you know, to use it for your own glory and to take advantage of people. But anyway, I don't want to start preaching here. We just trying to have a good time here. This is the weekend, and guess who I have on the line? Tiffany is in the house. What's up, Tiffany?
Oh, hi, what else? So lovely to hear your voice again. All this way, you sound like you're in the room. Amazing.
I know. Where are you? What country? What? Where are you exactly?
I'm in the UK, and I'm in London, and it's just so hot here. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. The same here. It is overwhelming, and it's triple digits. I mean, it's just super hot, and, you know, there's a lot of people here in the United States, Tiffany, that have no power because it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming the grid because it's so hot, and everyone has the air conditioner on, and the power just said, and just start shedding down. So I want to pray for those people, because it is not nice to be, you know, sitting in heat. Yeah, it's not comfortable. And so especially in the evening, right, when you're trying to sleep and it's burning up, you're like, oh, my God, miserable. And so what time is it over there?
Well,
Okay, hold on. We're breaking up, Tiffany. We're having now I heard you clearly a second ago, so let's just give your Wi-Fi a chance to get right again. Tiffany, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you very carefully because there is a delay, but...
Yes. Okay. All right, so listen. Let's talk about, what did you do? You went to see Shalimar, and tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. About 3 years ago, but, you know, I've waited 40 years.
Say that again.
Yes, about 3 years ago was my first time. You brought me at a very precious point here, because tomorrow is my second time around. To go and do it tomorrow is my second time around. There's Shalimar. Going to be the Mercury.
Okay, hold it.
3 years ago was my first time.
Okay, Tiffany, so it's breaking up really badly again. I don't know what's going on. We just had a great conversation before you came on the air, and it was a clear. Is there a way that you could reset your Wi-Fi?
I think the thing to do, I'll hang up.
Okay.
If I hang up.
Okay. All right, we're going to wait for you to call right back in. All right. So, yeah, we apologize for that, but technical difficulties. She's in the UK, and you know, the Wi-Fi, it does what it does whenever it decides to do what it's going to do. So, you know, we are dealing with, you know, trusting on the internet to bless us. So we're going to give Tiffany a few minutes to call back in, and everything should be good when she calls back in. So so she said that this is, you know, the first time to see Shalimar was like about 3 years ago. And so she went to see them again, and she's really excited to go see them. I've seen pictures and stuff that she's posted. And so I'm glad that, you know, she had a good time, enjoyed herself. And Greg also went to see Shalimar. And we've seen the videos of him hanging out with Jeffrey Daniels from Shalimar, the pop-along kid. And so I'm just glad that, you know, my friends overseas get to town. I also seen Dawn Hyatt. She was out there with Shalimar as well with her cute self. And she was taking a lot of pictures. Dawn, I saw that. She's so cute. And so we are, you know, we're just really blessed that, you know, people still love the music and they like to go hear those songs that that was created for, you know, such a long time ago. And man, what a blessing it is to be a part of that legacy. For me, I've really been blessed because of it. And, you know, and that's why I even named my radio station Solar Records Radio, just as a tribute to Solar. So this is Greg, are you in the house? Is that what I see here? I'm just trying to see. Okay, Tiffany looks like she's back. Let's see what's going on here. All right, Tiff, are you back?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi, I'm back.
Okay.
Hi,
all right, so,
I'm back. Can you hear?
Yeah, so if you're using a cell phone, it's not going to work. It has to be on a computer. So are you on a computer?
On a PC.
You on a PC? Okay. Yeah, it's breaking up real bad. It's crazy. I should have recorded the first conversation we had because I can't hardly hear you anymore. Tiffany, are you there? Tiffany.
I'm on the computer.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Tiff? So you said you went and you went to see Shalimar. You saw them 3 years ago, and then you went again just to see them the other day. And so was it last week when you went to see them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's so sad because we can't even hear you. It's breaking up so bad. I'm going to see if Greg can help you because Greg calls from the UK all the time. So I'm gonna see if Greg could get in touch with you, and then he'll tell you what to do, and then call back in, okay? Because we can't hear you. It's breaking up real bad. I'm so sorry, Tiffany. Well, that's really unfortunate because I really want to hear. But Tiffany, I'm going to play your song. This is a song that I know that Tiffany really loves. She said that this song really makes her feel good because of all the stuff that's going on in the world. And this song really does something for her. So this is from Tiffany to all of you guys. And she's sending the world blessings and stuff. And we'll see if we can get Greg to help Tiffany out with her signal. Anyway, so here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and this song is from Tiffany to You by Shalimar. I Can Make You Feel Good. Man, I love that song. I had so much fun recording as well. And I'll talk to you guys about that in a minute. But now that we have Tiffany back and Greg, Tiffany, can we hear you this time?
Yeah, I love the whispers. I can hear that loud and clear.
Awesome. Greg, how are you, Greg?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hi, Tiffany. Tiffany.
Yeah.
Hi, Greg. My Shadamar buddy.
Okay. Hey, yeah, Dave, that's right. So, Tiffany, real quickly, tell us about your experience while we have a good signal on you.
Yes. Oh, amazing. Three years ago, you know, it's my first time.
Okay. Tiffany?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so finish your story. Tell us, did you go to the concert this time? Have you gone to the new, when's the last time you saw them?
Yeah, okay. So, the first time was 3 years ago at Eastleigh.
Okay, and when was the second time?
And then the second time was a few years ago. I went to Eastleigh again, but I just had an amazing time because I had such a warm welcome and such a surprise because the one and only Miss Griffey, she called me.
Okay. Oh, nice. So you got to hang out with them. How was the concert?
Yeah, the concert. So this was 2 weeks ago, but if you saw, I posted some photos today on Solar Records Radio and on Howard's Girls. And the second time was 2 weeks ago at Eastleigh. And they were playing all my favourite records and just had an amazing time dancing just like a long time ago when I was a teenager.
So you heard this music a long time ago when you were a teenager?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. So were you able to see them face to face? You said you took pictures, so you were able to get backstage?
Yeah, the first time they were so hospitable and so warm, welcome. And I had some lovely photos of Howard, Jeffrey and Carolyn. But that was 3 years ago. And this time I didn't realise I was able to go to the stage door and meet them. And they were waiting for me to go and get pictures with them.
Awesome.
So I missed out. So...
take pictures with them this time? Did you take pictures with them this time?
So this time.
Did you take pictures with them this time?
Yeah, so this didn't get pictures with them, but
okay.
My other half who was with me, he took a video of me having a massive hug with Carolyn on stage. She gave me this great big hug out of the blue. But I didn't go backstage, but next time at Croydon, I'm going to go with my friend. And, we're going to go and try. All I can say is we'll try again because we have to get more photos after 3 years.
Are you telling me that they're still there? And they have more shows still?
Yes.
To come?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, because tomorrow I'm going to Croydon. I'm hoping to go backstage afterwards. And get some more pictures.
Very nice.
Yeah, this time I have my friend from Zimbabwe and Alex from Rwanda. So it'll be very, very nice for them. It'll be their first time, but my second time.
Well, tell your friend from Zimbabwe I said hello. I have some wonderful friends in Zimbabwe as well. So that's very nice to hear. Now, Greg, let me just ask you, you went backstage, right, Greg?
Yeah, I went backstage, had a great time.
Wow, how was that? Greg, you're really short.
I would rather think that Howard Jeffrey is tall rather than I'm short. Thank you.
Yeah, I seen the pictures of Jeffrey and Greg. I said, whoa, that looks like me and some of my friends, because my friends are always taller than me. Greg, how tall are you? I'm 5'7".
Do you really want to know this? Yeah. I'm 5'6". 5'6".
Oh, I'm taller than you. Greg, I'm taller than you, too. Oh, my
I hate
God.
Tall people.
Yeah, well, you know it's difficult to be tall like me, but it's all right. And so, Tiffany, are you taller than us? Are you taller than us? Tiffany, you better not say you're 5'8". You better not.
Yeah, I think I get taller. I get taller rather than shorter. I defy gravity. I just get taller. I'm growing up to Jeffrey's size.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. All I got to do is look at your pictures and I can see how tall you are. Well, anyway, I'm so grateful that you guys get the chance to hang out with my friends, people that... You know, we had so much fun making that music that you guys love. And I hope, you know, to get to meet you guys. I'm looking so forward to getting over there and let Greg do my hair, because I'm all messed up. I need some love, man. This is just a mess. I can't even find a barber out here to take care of me, Greg. So I'm really – and then Gayla obviously want to get her hair done by you, Greg. So but we look forward to coming over there. Are you guys are in the same city, right?
No. Tiffany's in London, so she's about 3 hours away from me.
Oh my goodness. 3 hours, that's far. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll all get together, you know. That's the plan, man. I just hope God agrees with that and for us all to get together and just have a good time together. And we need to go see Mimo. Y'all want to go there? Will y'all go?
Absolutely.
Italy? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Come on, Tiffany. You'll go, right?
Definitely. Anywhere that Wardell goes and Greg goes, you know, we can discuss.
discuss
how tall, how short, how good our hair is.
Oh, yeah, Tiffany. This is so cool. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you guys on the other side of the pond. Thank you so much for loving Solar, and thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio. And Greg, Greg, he works really hard with Solar, but we really appreciate you guys so much. And I'm just really blown away that you guys love the sound of Solar. You know, it's almost like the same. I mean, our stuff sells over there constantly. It just keeps selling. And I don't know if it's the next generation that you guys share the music with that keeps buying the music. Because the older people, what happened, Greg? Do they wear out their records and they buy more? Because you don't,
yeah,
right,
we,
Greg?
When the record starts to crackle too much, we just buy another one.
Time for an upgrade, right? All right.
Hey, by the way, Tiffany.
Hello.
Yeah, you said you saw Shalimar for the first time 3 years ago, yeah?
Yeah.
I first saw Shalimar 39 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. That's when I was sitting there watching Top of the Pops, just waiting for my opportunity. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I had to wait so long.
Tiffany, Greg is old because we were just babies, right?
Yeah,
the first time I saw them, I met Jeffrey Daniel.
When?
39 years? I met Carolyn. It was amazing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad. I'm so glad. Well, guys, we're going to keep on moving here with this music. And I played your song, I Can Make You Feel Good.
39 years ago. That means you're 79.
No, it means I'm 75.
She's trying to do the math. She's trying to do the math over here.
Oh, gosh, you're doing so well for your age. That's incredible.
Greg, I didn't know you were 79, but man.
No, I didn't know either.
All right, guys. Well, you guys take care. We're going to keep going here with the music. God bless you. And thanks, Tiff, for, you know, being consistent and trying until we were able to get your Wi-Fi to work right so we could hear your beautiful voice. We love you and appreciate you very much, sweetheart. And thank you, like I said, for calling in and blessing us, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the lovely music.
All right, you got it. And because of who, you know, you are and Greg is and my relationship to you guys, I'm going to play this song and I'm going to dedicate it to you guys. So,
thank
you. All right, guys. And we'll be back right after this.
See you.
See ya.
What a beautiful, beautiful song by Lakeside. And, man, do we, I just love their music. It's there's something about Lakeside that's so different than all the other groups. And I love that everybody had their own ID, you know. And that was a blessing because we were all in this together. And instead of us just copying off of each other, we all were individualized and we did our own thing and we were blessed because of it. So I'm so grateful that that was even a possibility back then, right? So, but anyway, I do have a question here. And the question is, once you heard the final cut mix of the songs you recorded, were there any standout tracks that particularly excited you at the time? Let me see.
Let's see someone. Hey, Greg, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I read that correctly?
Yes, that was right, yeah.
Okay. So anything that stood out, I'm wondering if it was before, like, you know, after I look back years later, we're talking about, or just in
at the time when you finished recording the songs, they must have sounded different before they were mixed and the final cut. So was there any particular ones that you thought, wow, that sounds amazing?
So, you know, I did discover years later, even though I recognized that I could make it better by the Whispers, I recognized that that was the song where I really learned what pocket was, and I learned and I locked in on Leon's bass line like no other, like white on rice. I was on top of it. We were so locked at that point, because that's when I really discovered it. That song right there really helped me to discover what it meant to lock the pocket, and from that point on I never stopped locking, because I knew the difference. I knew what was right and what was wrong. And so when I look back on that song years later, I go, that was a teaching moment. And those teaching moments can really bless your life no matter what it is. We all have those teaching moments that we remember that, whoa, I'm so glad that I learned, because I was going in the wrong way and I could have destroyed myself. And I'm just saying, you know, if it's something, you know, like sometimes people, when they decide, you know what, this is not good for me. My body's telling me I don't need to smoke anymore and I'm going to quit. And you're so grateful that you did quit. It was a learning moment. And you can look back at that and be proud of yourself. And that's exactly how it was for me. Musically, I look back at that moment, and it was a learning moment for me about that pocket thing. And I've always, I mean, that is such an important part of playing R&B music, being a musician that understands pocket and locking that pocket. That groove is so important, and it makes people just drop their head and raise their hand up in the air, that because it feels so good. It's so soulful. It's so right because it is in the pocket, and it's in that pocket of togetherness with the band. And so, yes, that's I hope I answered that question correctly, because that's where I went with that question.
So Wardell, what was the pocket? What really was the pocket thing? What was the light bulb moment that made you get something that you didn't get before?
Well, what was that thing? That thing it's a feeling. It's a feeling that it's this feeling of, you know, instead of playing against someone or trying to keep up with them or trying to get them or playing in front of them, you know, so what I mean by that is playing in front of them or playing behind them. You guys have now found this groove where you are playing together completely now. And so your timing is exactly together. And so when that bass hits that downbeat and my kick hits the downbeat at the same time, it's a pocket, and it's a groove inside the groove. And if you continue to do that throughout the whole song, it's just it becomes alive. It's like, whoa, this is good. Greg, you say that all the time when you hear like those songs, you go, oh my God, that's soul music. Feels so good. And everybody, they don't play that way. Some people, you know, a lot of people prefer that, but everybody didn't get it. They didn't get that. And so, but they got what they got. And it's okay because people still like it and they buy their records and everything, you know. But that pocket thing is something else. It's an absolutely amazing thing. And once you get it, then you always expect for people to play in that pocket, and, you know,
so
when you're playing other musicians. Huh?
Is pocket passion, or is pocket even something more than passion?
It's a feeling.
Okay.
See? And I can't explain a feeling. That's like, can you tell me, like, how much you love Phil? Like, can you explain that feeling? Like,
not tonight.
It's just because you can't. It's like somebody trying to, you know, say, how does that feel? Tell me, how does it feel to be in love? It's like you got to feel it. I can't explain it. And this is one of those times when words get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, so because it's just a feeling. It's a feeling that you know when you get there. Bam. Just like almost when you find the right person. You know when you find the right. It just happens.
But
so,
did you really feel that pocket thing on the song, I Can Make It Better? Is that when that really sunk into you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. That is exactly what happened. And
that song is the song that really sold me on R&B and the solar sound. That was that song.
Wow. I never knew
that song, yeah.
Wow. It is a great song. It drives, and it moves, it grooves, it keeps going, it doesn't stop. It starts off like that, and it just continues to go and continue to go. And it's like, what? It just never ends. This thing is just amazing. And I'm like, man, this song is something else. And it was powerful. And it's right in the beginning of my career. You know, I mean, I started out with And the Beat Goes On with the Whispers, but it just kept on going and kept on going. And this was right in the beginning, right after And the Beat Goes On. We went in the studio and did this. So I want to take a listen to it because, you know, it's one of those songs, man, that make you go, whoa, just listen to Leon's bass line. It's just that bass line that he plays. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just like. It's just walking down the street. So, but anyway, so you said that this song pulled you into R&B or pulled you into the solar stuff?
I was already starting to get into R&B because I played lead guitar in a rock band.
And
my tastes were changing, and in 1979 I started to listen to a lot more R&B. But it was definitely I Can Make It Better that I thought, you know what, I'm leaving rock behind and I'm an R&B fan. It was that song.
All right. There you go. There you go, Greg. Well, let's take it on. Let's take a listen. And we'll be back on Solar Records Radio. Greg and Wardell. Thanks, Greg. guys. So I just got the phone with Leon Silver, and he's eating. Of course, sounds like Don Fleming, right? Those tall guys are always eating, Greg. And so that's the problem, Greg. Are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
I think the tall guys are always eating, Greg. That's what we forgot to do. I was just talking to Leon. I told him about you, our conversation in regards to Pocket. So Leon, based off of, you said ask him, and so I called him. Your fault. So I called him. I said, I was told by Greg to call you and ask you. And so I called you to ask you, and he was having breakfast. And what's happened is that as far as the saying Pocket, where it came from, Leon, he says that was a thing that he used. And so he, you know, I'm like, because I never heard anybody say that before. And he says, yeah, you know, I know, you know, around Solar, I was the one saying that all the time. I'm the one that started that around there and stuff. And I said, so you coined it. And so he says, well, yeah, kind of. He says, I think I'm not sure because I was a teenager when I heard Keg Johnson, who was their producer. He says, I think Keg Johnson may have said it. Rest in peace, Keg Johnson. Very nice man. And he was their producer. And he says, he think he may have heard him say it, but he's not sure. But he's been saying it. I said, yeah, because when I met you, you were at Solar. And I said, but you were saying it before then because Tony Westcott is the one that told me about Pocket before I came out to California. So you were saying it as a young man. He said, yeah, mm-hmm, yep, you're right. So he's been saying it for a long, long time. He may have heard Keg Johnson, his producer, say it once or twice, and then he started saying it, and he just kind of took it over. And so, and Keg, we have no problem with giving it to Leon because Leon, when he found something good, he would ride that baby out. He would wear it out. And so let me just explain to you guys what Pocket is in more detail that Greg was trying to get me to say. So Pocket, you know, and I was just explaining this to Leon right now too, that what I discovered with Pocket, it's more of, you know, me driving that train as a drummer and making sure that the drive is comfortable for all the other musicians to be able to do whatever it is that they need to do comfortably. See, you can't be the driver of the train and you constantly hitting the brakes or you're going too fast or you make the ride uncomfortable by doing all these fills. You know, drummers tend to play too much, and then it makes the other musicians uncomfortable because they can't find their spot. So you have to find your place by driving that train, driving the groove, and then let the other musicians find their spot inside that groove. And once everybody has found their spot, then you can add little inflections without disturbing the groove. Don't disturb the groove. You know, that's the whole key, you know, because if people, they look at you, you get the eye, why'd you do that? Don't disturb that groove. And so basically, does that help better, Greg? Does that give a better example of what Pocket is?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Okay. Yeah, so, because like I said, it's, you know, it's hard to explain. It's like telling someone how you feel. It's hard to do that. You know, I could show you, like if you show the person you love how much you love them, you know, I could show you, but I, you know, to explain it, that's hard. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain feelings. So, I've attempted. And so I hope that, that helps you guys, because it's really important what we're talking about, because it's really the foundation of music, and most of those big hits are really locked and they are groove oriented, and they're taking you somewhere and it's a comfortable ride and you're enjoying it because of it. So, you know, but when stuff is all over the place, it's very difficult. That's why some people can't get into jazz, because it's just, it's so busy that they can't concentrate on what one instrument is doing, or, you know, because everybody's just all over the place, and they can't, it's hard to, you have to really be able to separate the individual instruments, you know. But in R&B and soul music, what they call it over there, you know, soul music, it's got to have that groove to please the soul. And so, and I think that Solar was really good at doing that. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And like this once you lock that from the song, I Can Make It Better, did that instantly change how you approached the song from then on?
Yes. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Because once I discovered it, then what's the word I want to use? Once I discovered what I was supposed to do, then I was locked into the concept. I was ready to make sure every time I went in the studio that I was consistent, that I did the exactly same thing. Because as a student, I never want the teacher to look at me. And I never want to be the problem in the classroom. As the student, I want to be that one that the teacher says, great job, great job. And so Leon was the teacher, and we were the students. Let's keep it real. He was the teacher, and he was the one that was blessing us with, you know, how to make this thing happen for Solar. And he did. He did an amazing job. If it wasn't for Leon, Solar would not have been where it is. There was a lot of other people that did could have used, but he chose Leon for a reason. And
yeah.
And the best part about it is that he gave him free rein to do whatever he needed to do. And I mean, when I say free rein, really, Leon really took advantage of that, because sometimes Leon, we were in the studio recording and Leon would be at the Lakers basketball game. And see him on TV. Like, what is he doing there? He's supposed to be in the studio. He had a little bit too much freedom. But it was great, man. And, you know, it's kind of hard. What could Dick say? I mean, this guy is giving you platinum, golden platinum records back to back to back. There's nothing you could say. You just have to say, you know what? That's my guy. You know what? You know, and so... And so anyway, Leon Silver is truly a blessing to Solar Records and to the rest and to all of us that was there and learned from him. So I feel like I'm talking about him like he passed away. He's still a blessing to us. Like, I just called him. Oh, by the way, I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the world. This is Father's Day weekend, and much love to all you guys. I want to say also happy Father's Day to the men that step in and bless the children that don't have a father. Thank you for that, because that is a true blessing, you know, and kids really need that. And some kids don't even know how much they needed that kind of a man in their life that will be there for them and bless them. So much love to you guys for doing the right thing and being a blessing, because religiously, God expects you to do that. You know, he expects for a brother to step in the place of his brother and take care of his brother's family. So that is just what God expects of us. And it's biblical. It's in the Bible that says that. And so when a man does that, it's like, whoa. You're doing God's work. And so I want to say thank you to all the men that have stepped up to the plate and stepped into a situation, because you guys chose to do that. It wasn't something you had to do. You made the decision to just do it. And so thank you. That's even bigger. So thanks so much for blessing the kids. And fathers, have a good time. Enjoy. And so anyway, there you go. And y'all heard the whispers in the background there. Oh, that's I just love this music. Greg, is there anything you want to hear that I can bless you with?
Everything.
See, Greg is like me. He's a very emotional man. I get emotional too. My feelings is like on my sleeve. It's hard for me to hide my feelings and stuff. But you know, I just I'm grateful for Greg. He's been a blessing. And while you're here, Greg, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know how much you bless us constantly. You're always just like there and doing stuff and pushing, and he's pushy too.
Yeah.
And he, in a good way. It's like, I, you know, if Greg's not there, I'm nervous because I'm used to him. Somebody's pushing and saying, well, so what's next? What are we doing? Hey, what's going on? I'm like, dang, he's, you know, so I love that. And I appreciate you, man. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. We really appreciate you very much. Yeah. All right, guys. So anyway, we're going to keep this music going and I want to thank you all for tuning in. How much time we got left here? I don't even know. I can't even see what's going on. Oh, man, time is flying. We only got 27 minutes left?
Let's go.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, guys. Well, here on Soul Out Records Radio, we want to thank y'all again. Tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow is Soul Out Wants to Dance. And so I want y'all to tune in and come hang out with us and have a good time. It's just the only time that the time is different on Saturdays, and that's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 hour earlier. So come hang out with us and have a good time with us. And I want you to remember to keep Pablo in your blessings. Pablo is a DJ that is it works for another company, another radio station called Dance Radio. Over in Amsterdam, and he's really sick. And so I want you guys to just pray for him that he can recover from what's happening with his body. He's back in the hospital again. And, you know, and I send him a message to fight. Just please fight, and you know, because we need him. And so just keep Pablo in your blessings, okay? We really appreciate that. All right, guys. So play a couple songs and be right back. Thank you so much for blessing us. Be right back, Greg. Thanks, Zach. Come on, Steve.
I know just what to do to keep you in my heart.
Don't rock that boat.
We've
Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Lorena, we love your voice, sweetheart. Man, oh man. She had the lungs, right? She was pushing, pushing, girl. And yeah. So God bless you all for tuning in. Much love from Greg to all the listeners. He says send him a message and he'll respond to you. Want to thank Tiffany. What a sweet lady calling in and blessing us and sharing her her story with hanging out with Shalimar. How cool is that, man? And you know, and I know Jeffrey's crazy, so that must have been a lot of fun. And she's going to go see them again. So back to back, go girl. And then, so anyway, we really appreciate you guys, and thank you so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio and blessing us, being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Don't forget tomorrow, dance. Solar wants to dance at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 hour earlier. So you guys go do your thing. Have a safe and beautiful weekend. Once again, happy Father's Day to all the dads around the world. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for stepping up to the plate and taking care of your children. You know who you are. And to the stepdads, wow. Got to really thanks for stepping in and making that choice to be a blessing to the kids. We love you guys all. And also to our Heavenly Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you. You take care, guys, and we'll catch you next time here on Solar Records Radio. We're up and out. Good night.
see.